Globally, humans are facing massive problems that are widely ignored by governments and the media.
Like personal space invaders.
I've had it with these couples that sit on the same side of the booth.
Yak mouths.
Stupid stick figure bumper stickers.
Almond milk. You cannot milk an almond.
Hi, I'm Jennifer.
And I'm Angie.
We call her Pumps, and we are the hosts of I've Had It. Pumps, tell the listener where they can find us.
Apple, Spotify, Amazon, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Nailed it.
See you next Tuesday.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Forever Dog.
Race Chaser. Woo-hoo. Race Chaser. Yeehaw. Race Chaser. Woo-hoo. Race Chaser. Yeehaw.
Whoa, 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 whoa. Hello.
Hello.
Hello. And welcome back to Race Chaser, a podcast dedicated to the discussion, dissection,
and dissemination
of every single episode of RuPaul's Drag Race, starting from the very beginning. My name's... Oh, wait, go ahead. Sing your song.
Wait. Oh, this is the beginning.
The record you like.
Over and over.
Okay, my name's Alaska. What's yours?
Hi, I'm Willem. And girl, we're sitting on a secret. We have a secret.
We do. Secret celebrity podcast. Secret celebrity race chaser.
We're pleased to announce a secret celebrity drag queen spelling bee challenge competition contest starring... Alaska Thunderfuck and me.
Yes, we are very pleased to announce coming June 29th at 6 p.m.
9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time.
Yes.
Wait. 6 p.m. Eastern, 9 p.m. Is that how that works?
No, 6 p.m. on the Pacific Coast, 9 p.m. on the East Coast.
Sorry. Oh, I see. So we have saboteurs. We have inner saboteurs in our ranks. That's a French word, you know.
Inner, outer. In the middle, kind of saboteurs. Okay, it's called. We're doing a very special online event. Our last event was very successful, very fun, and we raised a whole bunch of money for a good cause. So we were like, let's do another one. Yeah. So we're going to, and it's called Race Chaser Presents Spelling is Fundamental.
A secret celebrity drag queen spelling bee challenge competition contest starring Alaska and Willow.
That's right. So, I don't know where you came up with this idea. I don't know why, out of nowhere, you said you wanted to do a spelling bee, but...
I have a reason. I was talking... Tell me. I was talking to Jinx, and she said she misspelled something in a text, and then she corrected it, and she's like, well, I didn't want you to judge me for something, or her spelling error, and I was like, girl, you think we could spell? It would be embarrassing to give a spelling bee to these drag queens. Some of them can't even spell GHB. That's why they just call it G. So I thought it would be a good idea, and I shared it with you, and you've only enhanced the idea. And now that we're raising money for all different people and continuing to do good, this is very going to be fun.
It's good news. I'm very excited about it. And we'll have more details coming up. As we get closer to the date, but this is going to be a benefit for GLITS. That's GLITS, which stands for
Gays and Lesbians Living in a Transgender Society. Over the course of the last few months, Kyan Dorisho and her organization GLITS Incorporated have been providing temporary housing to Black trans people recently released from Rikers Island. Mm-hmm. GLITS has been presented with an opportunity to sign two leases to provide housing for the upcoming year and buy two buildings to create a permanent place to house and support Black trans people living in New York City.
Yes. These leases will provide much needed security and housing stability in the forthcoming year for several Black trans members of our community, all of whom were released recently from Rikers amidst the COVID pandemic and systemic racism that still plagues our communities. The buildings will create a space that will allow Cayenne to provide housing and support to community members for years to come. So they're doing really, really good work at GLITS. Yeah.
It's all about creating safe spaces for our trans brothers, sisters, and siblings to exist. And it's a shame we have to do this, but we have to do this. So get your tickets. It'll be fun. You'll laugh. There's lots of celebrity guests. Some of them even secret celebrities. You won't know they're a celebrity until you see them. And tickets are at racechasertickets.com.
Yes. I'm looking forward to it. And, you know, I am a very competitive person and I'm also really good at spelling, or so I think. So I'm praying that I don't have a tantrum on the day.
And somehow I'm in charge of the spelling bee.
Oh, are you?
Oh, wow. We're all fucked.
No.
I'm going to be like, I need a ruling on that, please.
I specifically remember Kenya Michaels being in charge of it.
My bad, my bad.
One clap in front of the face means she likes it. Two claps in front of the face means she also likes it.
Okay, so there's this show called Drag Race, and we dissect and discuss about it on this podcast. So we're entering week two of Drag Race All Stars. And last week, you know, as you know, the Divas had a variety show. RuPaul at length explained the new rules. They were all passed out, all three volumes of the rule book.
It's very similar to that game Rush. Is that a game?
I know Rush, but it ain't a game.
Wait, maybe it's a board game where you have to like play wars with countries or something.
Risk.
Yeah, that Risk. One. Yeah, I'm sorry. Yeah. The outline said Rush. My bad.
No, it didn't. That's not on there.
It's not on me either.
I want to see the receipts.
This variety show had a variety of things. The bottom two. Yeah, there were some jokes. There were
My
some.
My name is Miley Cyrus. My dad is going to go crazy over this. I can't believe my friend Derek's going home.
That was Derek Barry. And Mumbleisha Miller was spared.
Chris, we're all doing this.
She was spared. And India snatched the top All-Star of the Week placement, but did not win the lip sync. So the $10,000 re-rolled over into the escrow account, minus 4% APR, and
rollover points.
You can get
a bundle,
but you have to redeem them online. You can't redeem these points in person at a lip sync.
Yes,
you need to go online.
Your choice benefits at the beginning of each season of Drag Race,
exactly,
before it rolls over into the next fiscal year. It's very general, easy rules to follow.
Derek chose the Comfort Plus package, so he went home.
Oh,
and
she did.
Yeah, he enjoyed free. He enjoyed free headphones on the plane. A peanut pretzel or Biscoff cookie.
Five drink vouchers.
So this brings us up to basically episode two of RuPaul's Drag Race All Star Season 5, with the episode entitled "I'm in Love."
Oh, I think I'm in love.
Okay. Back in the workroom, the divas are talking about just how gaggy this whole lip sync assassin concept is.
I think they're trying to understand it still, too, because some of them still look confused, honestly.
Girl, well, there's reason for that.
Some of them must be confused if they still have on their shoes walking back into the workroom, because you know India's been in those heels for at least 11 hours.
Yeah. Yeah, but you know what?
Mariah understands the rules for sure, though, because she is the one that makes it clear. She's like, that money's going into next week, and she ain't mad at it at all.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. And Juju drops the bomb that she voted for Mayhem to go home. And Mayhem is shooketh to
Mayhem
the core.
Mayhem asked three different times. You're joking.
What?
What? Who?
Wait, what?
And...
Wait, is it possible that someone... Is it possible that the vote wouldn't be completely unanimous every single time?
I mean, well, if the vote could go back and change time in a DeLorean, Cracker would have changed hers. And is this the point where she volunteers that, or is that later in the episode?
That's when they come in the next day. Yeah, it's like the next beat. But Juju gives a very, you can tell she's gone to some AA meetings because she's very in touch with her feelings.
Yep.
And she says, your feelings are very valid. I acknowledge that. You know what? Never mind. That's not a real apology. I'm sorry I hurt you. So this is Juju Lavangi B standing up and saying, listen, this is how I felt. This is how I voted. No shade. Let's move on.
Yeah,
right?
Because honestly, at this point, we all know each other. And that's why I didn't watch the Meet the Queens this year. I know these bitches. But the I'm sorry I hurt you is a nice way of saying it says exactly what she is sorry for. She's not sorry for her actions because, I mean, I don't know who I would have voted for either, but it probably would have been whoever made me laugh most or entertained me. And that's what Juju did. So I'm not mad at her. But when Mayhem says the thing about it being personal, I'm just like, we're literally judging each other on our professional qualities right now, or we're supposed to be in this show. And so it doesn't feel personal other than it's only pinpointed at the one person who's saying it feels personal. So I don't really know what to make of it, but it's in the outline, so I'm talking about it.
I think it's smart that Juju went this way because she said, I'm going to make my own decision about this. This is how I felt, and that's why I voted this way. Because we're already seeing this is going to get very peer pressure-y. It's going to be very like, well, the group is voting for this person, so just to avoid drama, why don't you as well? Juju's saying, I'm going to make my own decisions in this competition. That's how I'm moving forward. And she's establishing that. And I think that's good.
Mayhem does make some points when she's talking, and she's saying that that she has more potential and all that. And like, instead of, I don't know who she's trying to convince after the fact, but like when she says like the thing about having more potential than Derek and people seeing that and everything, it's like, this is not a competition we're judging on potential. We're judging on your performance in the actual competition.
That week, that moment. Yeah.
Exactly then. Or let someone borrow a t-shirt. Like, girl, I don't know what to tell you. It's just a show. But the next day there are more hurt feelings aplenty because the lipstick message says, show up and show out. Heart, Derek Barry. I love you, Juju B. Because I guess Juju voted... I guess Derek knew that Juju didn't vote for her.
Oh, damn. Maybe they told Derek during her exit?
I
don't recall, like, in the action of the show that being revealed.
Well, I mean, I can talk about this. I know the All-Stars have been given plenty more leeway than the regular girls. Some definitely had communications and phones. Hell, Alyssa got to leave and perform in the VMAs. Like, All-Star rules are permanently suspended for the actual All-Stars and the game. Because, like, Derek probably knew somehow. It's not that big of a building and it's not a big hotel.
Okay. All right. Fair enough.
But,
well,
moving on from that hate.
Yeah,
this one.
Ms. Cracker was having some trouble sleeping and she had to get something off her chest.
I couldn't sleep. I took a Salmonex.
She says she wished she had whiteout so she could have voted for Angina because Angina didn't believe in herself enough.
And believing in yourself is an All-Stars thing.
Tootsie Lou, teleport us to Mars. You wanted drama. Well, you got it now.
You got it, bitch. And I'm just, it feels to me like Cracker is
Cracker?
Sorry. Cracker is playing who she thinks would be a perfect yet polarizing character
villain
in a RuPaul's Drag Race show or something. Like, I'm not like I've worked with Cracker and she seemed super cool on every show we ever did, but then to like just stir shit and to like say these things about, these are your sisters, you're a new girl, this is not how you make friends, you're going to be doing tours, like, and you put it on TV, you being a shady bitch without it even being funny. Like, girl,
do you think it's do think it's possible she was being produced, because right before you walk into the workroom, sometimes like your story producers will pull you aside and sort of give you like talking points to like start off the table conversation. It's very possible that they were like, you know what, you should clear the air about thinking Angina should have gone. It's very possible.
I bet it was around here. Girls, stand around this table and let's say everything that is still going on from this elimination last night. That's basically what they do before. I know we would get mic'd up and then we would walk to like the workroom on the soundstage part of that area. And then they would be talking to us that whole morning about what we need to get out, what our talking mm-hmm. points were, all that.
Yes.
And then we walk in the workroom. That's how that goes. We're not just like waiting in a line, single file, quiet. I mean, we're supposed to be, but we're not ever.
So I don't know. We're barely into the episode, but we're going to take a break. This is a juicy one. A T-bone steak of an episode. Mm-hmm. The new Starz series, Mary and George, starring Julianne Moore and Nicholas Galitzine, tells a story almost too outrageous to be true, but shockingly it is.
With next to nothing to her name and looking to elevate her social standing, Mary Villiers sets her handsome and charming son George on the path to seduce King James I and become his all-powerful lover.
You've never seen a mother-son duo like this before. The show is full of wit, scandal, action, and did I mention Julianne Moore?
Something this audacious and sexy is as genre-bending as it gets. You won't be able to look away.
Watch the season premiere of Mary and George now, only on Starz and the Starz app.
This episode is brought to you by Squarespace.
Squarespace is the all-in-one website platform for entrepreneurs to stand out and succeed online.
Whether you're just starting out or managing a growing brand, Squarespace makes it easy to create a beautiful website, engage with your audience, and sell anything from products to content to time, all in one place, all on your terms.
We all know everything is online these days, and it's important mm-hmm. for your business to stand out. And that's why Squarespace is really important. We use it for Drag Queen of the Year, and it was great success. Great success.
I was marveling at the website's capabilities and the ease of use for each customer.
Well, the thing is, it was really easy and it ended up looking really nice. So I love Squarespace.
People say the same thing about me. So start a completely personalized website with the new guided design system, Squarespace Blueprint. You can choose from professionally curated layouts and styling options to build a unique online presence from the ground up, tailored to your brand or business, whatever kind of business y'all ladies are in. Optimized for every device.
And then you can easily launch your website and get discovered fast with integrated optimized SEO tools. So you show up more often to more people and grow the way you want.
And Squarespace makes it super easy to sell your products on an online store. Whether you sell physical, digital, or service products, Squarespace has the tools you need.
Plus, you can connect major social and multimedia accounts to your website in just a few clicks, as icons, direct links, or embedded feeds. And sellers can also sync their product catalog directly with Instagram, Facebook, YouTube, and Google to reach more customers and reduce the steps for a purchase.
They've really thought of it all.
You know they have. Head to squarespace.com for a free trial. And when you're ready to launch, go to squarespace.com/drag.
Drag.
To save 10% off your first purchase of a website or domain.
That's squarespace.com/drag to save 10% off your first purchase of a website or domain.
Skirt steak.
Oh, dear diary, I've got a crush.
Ooh.
He's rich, famous, and he has one big, huge heart. So should I slide in his DMs or just slip him the tongue? Wait a minute. I have an idea. I'm going to write him a song.
So.
What could
oh my God, RuPaul's
mean?
Here.
Oh, yeah.
Oh,
what could it possibly mean?
In a multicolored so batik print inspired suit.
The suits are turning at RuPaul. I mean, really, the suits lately are just, they're transcendent.
I mean, the only thing turning more than RuPaul's suits, never mind. Because I don't know what it's called. What's the thing that gets the oil out of the ground? A derrick. Oh my God, it's a derrick. Mind blown. Oh, my, a derrick is the thing that pumps oil out of the ground, I think.
No wonder she wanted to get rid of her.
That's why RuPaul was threatened.
It all makes sense.
Oh my God.
That's right.
I think.
I've got to get rid of you because your name reminds people of oil releasing from the ground. Are you going to play the mystery noise or what?
Oh my God. Wait, and guess how an oil derrick is spelled?
Is it the same as Derrick Barry's name?
The obscure way that Derrick Prentice Barry's name is also spelled. That's why RuPaul got rid of her. She said,
this is too fucking much.
She said, I've had too much heat on me for these for this oil fracking thing. I can't have another oil derrick reminding me in my face every day. I get it, Rue.
That is wild.
Yeah.
I never knew that the word derrick was associated with fracking or oil. Wow.
Yeah.
Okay.
Sure.
I mean, usually, for this week's...
Sorry.
Go ahead.
Usually she has such a matte finish. Not oily at all. Never mind.
For this week's Maxi Challenge, you will be negotiating with mineral companies for the rights to your land.
Bring a suit.
Totally
wear
kidding.
A suit.
I'm totally kidding. Okay.
This Maxi Challenge is debuting the new all-star smash hit, I'm in Love by Leland. Working in groups, each of the queens will write and record their own love-sickening verse to their celebrity man crush of their own, then come up with group look and choreography.
Yes, and RuPaul reveals that he once had a crush on Ed O'Neill from Married with Children, which is so funny, but like, he's also strangely cute, I think.
Yeah, Ed O'Neill has that like Justin Thoreau, like everyman, like hotness going on. I think
he's like an abhorrent person. Like the character is an abhorrent man. Like, and he also never wanted to fuck Peg Bundy, which I, as a child, I was like, what is literally wrong with you? She is the most gorgeous human being I've ever seen.
Yeah, but
why do you not want to make love to her?
But counterpoint, as a child, he owned a shoe store, so I was down.
So you were like, hello, I'm a size 4 narrow, let's go. RuPaul asks India, because she was the winner, who are her biggest competitors in the competition? And she answers, Shay and Blair.
And then we get our first of the Mariah moments of All Stars 5 that I appreciated, where she looks to the left and then she looks to the right and says, Blair? I mean, Shay, I get, but Blair? And
Blair,
Mariah?
That's where. That was the commercial from my childhood.
Oh.
For Blair Outlets.
Oh, how wonderful. I love Mariah, and she is.
I do too, and I always will.
Yeah, Mariah's on the team that I think I would want to be on. It's Shay, Angina, and Mariah. Angina was selected last, but it plays in her favor because that's a team she would want to be on too.
Not a bad team.
What team would you want to be on, do you think?
Let's see. India, Juju, and Alexis. I mean,
they kind of did great.
That's stacked. That's kind of good. I mean, yeah. Shay's good at everything. Shay, Mariah, Angina. That's a good team. Blair, Cracker, Mayhem. I mean, I don't know. I think it's very evenly, like, distributed. I think they're all, like, they all have the potential to be really great teams.
For sure. India realizes immediately that she didn't think of the question and why RuPaul was asking it. Because the why would have been so worth the moment to think. Because you know why she's asking you. She's not asking you to make conversation. She's asking you to help or hinder her game. And honey, you played
so
right into it.
Maybe she was playing it. Maybe she was playing
no,
it.
No, because right after, India says, yeah, I fucked that up.
Uh-oh.
So, it's all about the interview, you know? The interview tells the story that they want you to believe. And no, they're trying to make... They're not trying to do India any favors. They're certainly not trying to do Blair any favors.
Blessed and highly flavored.
Did you see the thing that Blair wrote last week about the music track for her? She went in and gave them her track, which has the backing vocals. Did we already talk about this?
No.
Oh, so Blair revealed that she gave her track with the backing vocals that were on there to RuPaul's Drag Race during the airing. And then she mailed them the instrumental so they could use in editing and stuff, whatever, because that's what they specifically asked for. And then they used the instrumental track with no backing vocal. So that's why we were all like, ooh, it sounds, why doesn't her sound like Juju? Because they didn't want her to sound good like Juju. They wanted her to sound how she sounded. And that is reality television. And I would like to give it an applause because everybody at World of Wonder did their job.
You know, sometimes I really am suspicious and I really think they are producing a TV show. I really am starting to think that they are, you know, making a TV show.
Well,
that's the game.
That's what
that's
it
how
is.
It goes. And
don't get
it's
mad.
A TV show and that's how it goes. Sorry. Yeah. It is.
So
okay. So India reveals that she wants to write her lyrics about her real life fiance. And the other girls are like, no, BB. But I think I am curious how this would have gone because it would have made her stand out from everybody else. It was her first instinct. And I think it's a good idea. Everyone else is like, I want to fuck Brad Pitt or, you know, Reese Witherspoon or like, celebrities.
Yeah, I think it's a good idea too, but I also think following the rules is a wonderful idea. Rule breakers aren't usually rewarded, and the rules are... I'm sorry, there seems to be some cackling. The rules are that the queens will write and record their own love-sickening verse to the celebrity man crush of her choice. I have never heard of her man.
I have.
You heard her man?
I've seen Instagram. And
they
post butt pics of each other. So.
Well, no ifs, ands, or buts about this game.
This is the thing. I would have liked to have seen her run with this idea because I thought it was original. The other girls pick some really funny choices. Alexis chooses Daddy Yankee. Mayhem chooses Mr. Rogers. Blair says she's going to do Hannibal Lecter.
Angina is still plucked.
Angina's
doing the same thing she did in the last episode where she goes from one person talking about her to another person.
A bumblebee of shade.
Honestly, she's definitely spreading the good word and she's losing her voice too. And I think it might be from all the gossiping.
Well, on
the worst day possible, too.
Like, it's so rough. I mean, she's got a case of the Chanel Perillo voice going on. She's early onset Chanel Perillo's.
I don't want to overlook
JoJo, are you vlogging?
Marco.
That sucking noise is vaping.
Do you ever play in the pool with Chanel Perillo? All you ever hear is, Marco, 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 Marco.
We love Chanel Perillo, deep friend of the pod. Deep
friend. The part where Cracker is having a conversation with herself, talking about how good of a writer she is. And
oh my heavens.
It just made me go, I know she was like playing it up for the camera and like, girl, your inner monologue is your inner monologue for a reason. Because
but it goes along with her overarching, you know,
it does.
Overarching storyline.
They're hammering that out very clear in the beginning. Now, this main stage with Freddie and Leland,
yes.
it would be a misstep to not mention this teal metallic denim jacket he has on, which is very cute.
Did he borrow that from you?
No, he did not.
Oh, it's beautiful. Yeah. It's really nice. It reminds me of something we did a AAA girls shoot with iridescent. We each wore an iridescent like biker jacket.
I remember that.
It's similar to that. But before we go on, I just have to tell you that like it's not me to like not sing right. Like I'm a singer. This is what I do. So just before we go on, I just have to explain that, you know, just like I'm a singer, Blair is, she's doing more explaining than she is like laying down vocals.
Yes.
Cracker is still giving notes to Mayhem while Mayhem is recording.
Yeah, it's like, does she feel like she's, like, just because she's not behind the mic does not mean she's in the booth or out of the booth, like, on control boards, like, adjusting things. Yeah, because that would make more sense. That's what she said.
And while I'm just, you sing. It's while like, you sing, I want you to forget about everything that you care about as a singer. And while you record these words, I'm going to dance in the other room. Okay, make it dangerous. Anyway, go on. Sorry.
What is that? Gaga?
It's Lady Gaga talking about Chromatica with Rain on Me.
Nice. Blair seems so nervous, Boots. I wish someone would just give her a drink. But
stop that.
Why?
She's in recovery.
Is she?
Yes.
Blair? How old is she?
Yes. She has. She's 12, but she's still in recovery. This is America.
Oh, you get one DUI, so you got to stop.
She has gone on a very public sobriety journey.
I did not know that. I didn't start following her until she started selling wigs. Because that made me more interested.
Yeah, exactly.
Her new video is really cute, though, too. Check it out. It's called Nine Lives.
Okay.
It's got, like, this burning ember thing. She nails it, though, after she gets rid of the nerves a little bit. And Leland is literally telling her, just breathe. And she's still talking. He's like, well, how about that breathing? And then she goes on to nail it. I mean, breathing helps with anxiety a lot.
But you got to breathe.
Yeah. Sometimes I forget to breathe when I'm, like, working out or coming. And then I get lightheaded. Yeah. So it controls your whole body. Makes sense.
Well, yes, it's true. Alexis does really well in her recording.
Kills
she makes it look very natural. Does Juju.
Juju kills it. She picks a universally loved topic like John Stamos, and he wants her to fill her house.
Fuller very house. Make it a fuller house, would you?
India's energy.
Make Kimmy Gibbler the lead.
Ooh, I love the Gibbler-tron. India doesn't feel like she might have as much experience with a microphone as everybody else.
Of course, that's natural.
Yeah, I always record, and then on the second take, I remember to, like, perform it instead of just sing it, and it helps a lot. I don't feel like she's performing. I feel like she's just, like, reading off of the words, and it's not in her yet musically. You know what I mean?
Of course, but it's very intimidating to stand in front of a microphone and record, and I've done it a lot, and I still get intimidated getting into a studio to record vocals. So I understand that, like, she's not a damn singer or a damn recording artist, so I completely understand.
But you're on Drag Race, so you should at least be able to fake that you are at this point. An All-Star can fake her way through anything.
Right.
This is the point now where we see, like, the girls killing it. Shay, her verse about Chadwick Boseman, the double entendre with what kind of life and Wakanda life. Yes. Like, that is like Gigi last season saying something about red and being on red while wearing red. Like, it's those kind of, like, things that show me that Shay's brain is like this super machine that can just make anything better. And she's
very
just
clever, very funny, very well done.
And she doesn't even have hair on yet. Like, and she already won, basically, with that verse. And we all know. Like, we heard it. What did you think of Angina's
Henry Cavill. Henry Cavill.
I felt so bad for her. Like,
girl, it sucks because Angina's such a nice person and so lovely. And, like, girl, literally, your voice literally goes out on the day that it's a singing challenge. It's so upsetting.
I mean,
that's so upsetting.
There's ways to work around any problem if she there's a solution for every problem, I think, on Drag Race. This one is almost unsolvable. I mean, what was she going to do? Sing a song about how she lost her voice while flying with Superman or something? Like, it's reaching at any point. I have no words of advice. Only like, I want to hug my friend. I feel bad about this and how it went down after a decade of waiting to be on the show.
I was hoping that she would, like, whisper it. Like,
oh, like the Yin Yang Twins. I love that.
Yeah. Let me see your drip sweat.
We're going to take a break.
Bye. Imagine upgrading your wardrobe with luxury essentials at unbeatable prices.
Quince is here to transform the way you shop with a range of high-quality items priced within reach.
Mama, okay, so what they do is they send us some credits so we can go on their website and buy some items. I bought this pullover, like, this sweatshirt, and now it's like my favorite thing to wear. I literally wear it all the time. It's like so cute.
I've been wearing Quince at least a couple times a week because these basics are so comfortable and I love them. I was just like, that goes with everything. Let's wear it.
Exactly.
There's 100% Mongolian cashmere sweater from $50, washable silk tops and dresses, organic cotton sweaters, and 14 karat gold jewelry.
And the best part, all Quince items are priced 50 to 80% less than similar brands. By partnering directly with top factories, Quince cuts out the cost of the middleman and passes the savings on to us.
Now, Quince offers a range of high-quality items at prices within reach. And Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical and responsible manufacturing practices and premium fabrics and finishes.
Indulge in affordable luxury. Go to quince.com/drag.
Drag.
For free shipping on your order and 365-day returns.
That's quince.com/drag. And get free shipping and 365-day returns.
quince.com/drag.
Drag. Eat stress-free this spring with Factor's delicious ready-to-eat meal. Every fresh, never-frozen meal is chef-crafted, dietitian-approved, and ready to eat in just 2 minutes.
You can choose from a weekly menu of 35 options, including popular options like Calorie Smart, Keto, Protein Plus, or Vegan and Veggie.
Also, discover more than 60 add-ons every week, like breakfast, on-the-go lunch, snacks, and beverages to help you stay fueled and feel good all day long or night.
What are you waiting for? Get started today and fuel up for your springtime goals.
These Factor meals tasted like loving from mother's kitchen. It was so delicious and tasted home cooked.
It's true. These meals taste super fresh. The food is so good and so easy to prepare. I love it. I can't get enough. Factor me up, honey.
Factor meals eliminate the hassle of prepping, cooking, and cleaning up. Simply heat and savor the good stuff. You can customize your weekly meals with flexibility to get as much or as little as you need. Pause or reschedule deliveries to suit your lifestyle.
Get chef-prepared meals on the table in 2 minutes with Factor's ready-to-eat meals so you can get back to doing what you love this spring. And if you're looking for gourmet meals, try meals that feature premium ingredients like filet mignon, shrimp, truffle butter, broccolini, and asparagus.
And Factor is celebrating Earth Day all month long. Look out for Earth Month Meals badge on the menu for our lowest carbon footprint meals.
Head to factormeals.com/drag50 and use code
DRAG50
to get 50% off your first box plus 20% off your next box.
That's code DRAG50 at factormeals.com/DRAG50 to get 50% off your first box plus 20% off your next box while your subscription is still active.
All right. Okay. So, the rehearsal. Main stage. They get to watch the other dolls rehearse.
And Cracker is real grand. She comes out with her pillow and says, it's so I can sleep through your performance. Like, is she? It feel
America
like
America is just going to love you. That's the Chad Michaels read on Phoebe.
Like, what is she thinking going into this? Like,
She's joking.
Yeah, but she's been on TV before. You know how jokes are taken. Like, I don't know what her path is in this game, if she's producing it herself or if she's just stumbling dumbly into things that are going to make her look bad in the end, because like shit talking and like, you know, like locker room talking about like being better than people is fine, like while you're painting or being like, oh, you need help with that, and then you hand the girl a makeup wipe, you know.
Yeah, when that she's was almost a funny read though. Yeah, so I can sleep through your performance. That's I funny mean,
It would have been sure.
I thought it was funny. It tickled me pink.
Like Blair St. Clair. Okay.
The only time Beyonce was funny was when she fell. It tickled me pink, Tyra.
Wow. This main stage rehearsal, though, it's pretty across the board. They're all pretty impressive. The other teams have to watch, yes. Which is like watching a gangbang before you join it.
Oh, my God.
What? I watched my friend in this porn this weekend, and he was masturbating simply on the side of the pool, and he was supposed to be like, you know, just like some ambiance. And girl, don't you know he ended up being the star of the scene? Hey, Travis, how you doing?
I'm doing this is
exactly. But I like this rehearsal because Alexis like stepped up and did something that India asked her to do, and then later was like, I didn't ask for this. And it's kind of funny. It's like she could have just said no. But then at the same time, it's like that would be detrimental to the team. It's like
stressful because you don't have a lot of time. You don't have a lot of time and you have a lot to do and somebody has to step up and be the boss. And it's always stressful.
Yeah.
But what about two bosses? Stressful, what
about two bosses like Blair and Cracker?
Well, girl,
you're going to want to open that up. Open that up.
Yeah. What if we go chic instead? Okay. So the next day, let's talk about high anxiety and high tension.
Mm.
High anxiety. Okay. The mirror chats. All the girls are talking to Miss Cracker and telling her all about herself today on this good day.
She's looking at herself.
You're egotistical.
She's looking at herself in a mirror, and she has never seen herself more, probably, because all of these girls are telling her exactly what she is. And then she starts using big words that people have to look up. I have to look up what Pavlovian meant, because she's like, everybody, every time someone calls me Pavlovian, or every time
anytime they call her difficult, it's and a Pavlovian response that she doesn't feel nice about that.
Would you like to know the nerve of Webster's Merriam Dictionary? Do you want to know what they describe a Pavlovian thing is? They describe it as something relating to the author Pavlov. It's like, how fucking stupid. Just tell me what it is. I still don't know what it is because after that definition, I got mad and put my phone down. So I don't know what that is.
I'll tell you what it is if you want.
No.
Since, I mean, yes, our episode is entering its glorious third hour at this point. but no, it's fine.
Race chaser rules are suspended.
Pavlov was a scientist, and he fed this dog food. But every time before he fed him, he rang this bell. Okay, and then he gave him the food. And he did that a bunch of times. And then eventually he just rang the bell without the food.
That's right.
And the dog still responded the same way as though he was going to get food. Like his mouth physically started salivating like it was going to get food. So a Pavlovian response is like if something happens and it reminds you of something else and makes you react that way.
I thought a Pavlovian thing was like something to do with baking.
So, like, anytime, like if you get fucked in the ass, but you sniff poppers every time that you do it.
If.
Okay. So then, if you get fucked in the ass, your brain will, like, start to, like, think of poppers and you'll smell poppers. Is that...
No, because my nose is usually buried in pubes for the other guy.
So, the other guy.
I understand it. Thank you for explaining it. Fuck you.
It's like when you put
dictionary.
A wig on, you expect attention.
Expect? Demand.
There you go.
Okay, so now
this
I get it.
This is hard.
But
it's
like,
never...
if all these people call you difficult, you might be difficult. I learned I was difficult. Everybody called me difficult.
Yes, and it was a process, and it takes longer than just one conversation, so probably to have this conversation on TV is not an easy moment to have,
no.
And it's a bad time to find out that you're a difficult person.
Yeah, and Juju lays it out for her. She's the one that says you're egotistical, but she's also the one that gets to button the scene off when Cracker's like, oh, I could cry, but I have all this face on. And Juju says, you could cry, but that would require emotions. Because I feel like...
She's always giving a button.
All this stuff that Cracker said last time about too concerned with being perfect and being in her own head, she might not be concerned with being perfect now, but she's still definitely in her own head at this point of the show.
Yeah.
But at this point of the show, we're also moving on to much more pleasant things like RuPaul. Oh, yes. My God. This main stage? Bring
glittery
it to the runway.
Zebra, aqua, hot pink bows, deep red sequins. What do you think of this?
I was 100% here for this dress other than the red flower at the bust line. That was the only thing I had an issue with. The red flower didn't go. It gave me like a huge zigzag Moschino on the bottom. Like, I loved it. It didn't make her, it wasn't traditional RuPaul slim gown, but like, it was something we haven't seen. Beautiful colors, beautiful gowns.
Are we concerned
think?
About the placement of that aqua bow?
Yeah,
right?
Over the
waist?
I think it makes her look wider and not as slim as she ever would have, but who cares? It's something different. Even if I wouldn't wear it, I'm not going to say I don't like it because I like all the elements about it. Would I wear it? No.
Yeah, she
but
looks
it's,
cool.
It's cool. It's Zaldi. It's genius. Other than that red flower, which looks like it was placed there by somebody else.
Right.
Maybe she...
Last week, her gown was baggy, too. She could be hiding a baby bump.
You think she's eating babies now?
Oh, my God. The guest judges, Michelle Visage, Carson Kressley, but look who's back.
Miss Teeth herself, Madison Beer.
Are those your real teeth? Yeah.
Yeah.
It's also my real nose.
And my real lips.
And also Tessa Thompson is here.
So here for this.
So here for this. So let's get into this main stage performance. There's a lot going on. They've pulled out the mirror from the...
Just the mirror. I also found out the singer of this song because I thought it sounded like Julia Michaels. Mm-hmm. So I put it on Twitter, and Leland actually replied to me. So I was kind of gagged about that. I'm going to find out the name of the girl. She seems nice.
Yeah, great vocals on this track.
Love the song. The song altogether is great.
It's a fun song. And the girl's vocals are actually very well produced as well.
Her name is Sydney Cubitt, C-U-B-I-T. And she's an incredible singer and songwriter.
Very good. I mean, Leland knows her fucking way around a fucking song. I can tell you that much. This song is very catchy. It's cute. It's funny. It's wink, wink, nudge, nudge. It's sort of like, it gets, at the end, they start singing about like, oh, but he has a restraining order against me, but I found out his address. Who stood out to you during this?
The girls that stood out to me were Shay.
Yes.
And Alexis.
Lovely.
Shay and Alexis were the two that I was like, it's one of those two will win for sure. Because those were my best ones.
I have to say, for me, I thought Blair did a good job.
Blair was cute. She was in character.
Her verse was funny. Also, someone else who stood out was Cracker, actually. I thought her vocals sounded really great.
I had no problems with Cracker's performance. I just, after seeing everything I've seen so far on the show, I'm just not drawn to her right now. And it was technically perfect. I have no notes for her, A, because I'm not in a position to give notes, but B, like, it was technically perfect. I couldn't
You're
have
not
improved.
In a position to give notes.
Well, I don't have a pen right now, so I can't. But
scorecards.
Yeah, there was nothing I would have done to Cracker's thing to change it. I just feel like she's playing this game with her brain instead of her heart a little bit, for sure. Mm-hmm. And like, I just don't see, like, she's doing everything right, but I'm not buying it. And there's nothing wrong with that. Like, you can like a sweater, but if you don't want to wear it, you don't want to wear it. And
right.
I just, I like this song because it does the same thing that American does, where it's like, it takes the last line of each girl's verse and goes to the chorus. Like, straight in. I may be an Aquarian, but I'm an American. And this does the same thing. I thought Mariah's performance was great, but I didn't see, like, a passion or a fire, even though it's a slow bop. She did great splits. She did hair flips. But next behind Shay, it's just, like, it's real hard to, you know, be in that top spot.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah.
Well, let's talk about the runway, can we?
I would love to do that because these, you know, I love a nude. Send nudes, guys.
Yes.
Send nudes.
The theme is love the skin you're in. Mm-hmm. Oh, the skin you're in, not the skin you're in. Okay.
Oh, I mean, we could be down for either. Maybe on a Race Chaser Live. Oh, we should do a love the skin you're in on Race Chaser Live and just have someone misunderstand and start pissing on us. The next Race Chaser Live, for sure.
Is that COVID safe?
Yeah.
Can you transmit it through piss? Okay.
I'll wear a face guard. So, India Farah.
First up, India Farah. What do you think of this?
I think India is a fan of asymmetrical garments. She wore an asymmetrical type of dance costume in the talent show. She wore an asymmetrical costume in the girl group challenge, I'm pretty sure. And now we have more asymmetry. I'm not a fan of this.
You can't ever touch India's face and hair. I mean, she's really good at drag.
Not with your hands, anyway.
No, she looks really amazing.
Yeah.
The garment isn't my favorite thing because it's a little like verging on ice skater. And that is just a territory I try to not entertain.
See,
but
the
concept is good.
I'm always fine with ice skater, but I go for Christy Yamauchi.
Not, you do. You are, yes.
Not Nancy Carabland. Jujubee comes out looking like rose gold, honey. She's pink in a gorgeous updo. And she is literally a confection. Everything is great. The exaggerated proportion of the mermaid tail, the hair, the ring, everything.
I want that whole thing. I want the whole thing.
I mean, you have that whole thing in multiple colors already, darling.
I know, but now I want mine hemmed up just to that kind of awkward length that she has because it's very that dream girls kind of moment. Mm-hmm. So fabulous.
Dina Appel.
I think Jujubee looks flawless and significantly stepped up because, you know, she's kind of the ready to wear off the rack girl in previous years.
That dress
she's
is not wet seal.
Stepping it up, yes.
Yeah, for sure.
Alexis Vagina, available on iTunes.
This leather gown matches her skin tone beautifully. There is a breast illusion, which I'd buy without a coupon. And she looks lovely. The hair is great. The hair is bigger than her whole head.
I thought it was clever to go with leather for this because, I mean, it actually is like skin. Even if it's fake leather, like I'm okay with that because it is about skin.
I like the boob. Sorry, go ahead.
No, I mean, she looks cool. She's good at drag.
I like the fake boob picture on the dress because, like, if she was wearing leather and a tit bib, she would have been soaked in sweat.
That's deep.
Soaked. Blair is the only one who mixes it up a little bit, and she does this all pink latex look with pink makeup and yellow hair and a hat. And she looks great.
I loved this.
Yeah.
I really feel like this is a moment that Blair has like stepped up and elevated her drag. And this is what you want to do when you return to All Stars. Unfortunately, she's criticized for it not meeting the prompt, which is loving the skin you're in. So it's more supposed to be about like your natural skin tone. What is exciting about pale white skin? So she said, you know what? I'm going to like become a different color.
Yeah. To be fair, only one person criticized that. And it's the person that they make criticize everything. Michelle Visage. I do like that she
That's
did go.
That's what she's there for.
Honestly. And don't hold that against Michelle at all. We don't.
No.
I like the pink idea. I like that she gave it the button because we're all pink inside. You know, it's cute. And this feels like the first season we saw Blair, that My Fair Lady Blair, the overdone drag. That felt like all borrowed drag or drag that wasn't her yet. Now it feels like she knows who she is.
Yes.
And she's wearing it and her drag has evolved. I'm glad she's here for this competition because she looked at it from an alternate point of view. And people that flip the script are usually, you know, groundbreaking.
Sometimes that works, and you know, it didn't this time. But
what do you think about Cracker's outfit on the runway? Do you think this works?
Love the billowing tool of the dress. The face guard is very COVID appropriate. Maybe she was ahead of her time. The hair choice, I feel like, could have been, I don't, maybe like an updo, just because there's so much volume on the bottom and the face guard kind of cuts off your face. So you want to like have that shoulder and back sort of impact.
I agree.
But the piece is cool.
I love the dress. I feel like we've seen it on Angina multiple times, but her leg color looks yellow for some reason. Have you ever seen tights that color?
I'm not sure what color that is.
Not her color. I'll tell you that. Because that's not suntan. That's not fair. That's not mocha. And it's not honey beige.
Maybe they're dyed?
I don't know. I've never seen a white girl having problem finding tights that match her skin, though.
I think it needs some warmth. Or some pinkness in order to like match her skin tone. Whether that's put a pair of pink tights underneath those in order to just sort of like blend it.
Yeah. Maybe just stand next to Blair.
You can never underestimate the power of like a tinted fishnet because you can really like make it give your legs like a natural contour.
But and some depth too, like with that fishnet.
They look like flat tights and the color. I mean, it's on camera, it's reading as sort of yellowish.
Drip, 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 Keisha. Mayhem's coming out.
Drip, drip, go up, up, straight again.
She is serving shape, and that shape is in a wet illusion, like Kim K's Mugler beaded gown. I love her nails. I love the dress. I think she looks beautiful.
Yeah. I mean, you know, the fucking shape is stunning. The color is great. The necklace isn't changing my life.
The hair wasn't changing my life either. I was like that because they do a pull up of her outfit and I'm like, yes, 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 yes. And then I went, beautiful face. But like, that was the hair. It's you know how hair.
It's based on Kim Kardashian's Met Gala.
I understand. And that's why I didn't say anything about it originally. Like she's doing the look, you know. I think it definitely could have used more beads. I will say that, like different sizes of beads and variations, just to give it a little more like luxeness to Zaza. It, you know. Because right after this, I mean, Shay comes out, she is beaded from head to toe. I mean,
Jesus Christ.
And these aren't Austrian crystals. These are not Preciosas. These are Swarovskis, honey.
This was so outstanding. This is probably one of the best looks that has ever walked out onto that runway.
Once in a blue moon in Pittsburgh, there are outfits that come down the runway that RuPaul would also wear, and that's when she gasps, and that's when like she goes in, and this is one of those outfits you could definitely see RuPaul in for sure.
You could see RuPaul's face. RuPaul was like, "Oh,
Gagginzolad,"
and I bet she says, and I bet she'll do a promo look that's kind of similar to that, in the way that sort of like Raja with the gold thing, and then the next year we saw RuPaul in the gold robot moment. I think this is one of those moments.
Yeah, Shay looks perfect. Even that like metal collar ring thing, it looks like I feel like it might be made out of something that's not metal, but it still looks like metal. The medium fro, I ain't never met anybody in, you know who had a medium fro? Jamie Foxx in Dreamgirls. And he was up to no good, and Shay is the baddest bitch here. So I totally agree. A medium afro is so one of those things where it's like, yeah, it's medium.
So fierce.
So good. So good. The nail
and really met the challenge.
Yes. This is the directive for sure. 100%.
Yeah.
Angina comes out the exact diametric opposite of Shay. No shine at all. All matte, all feathers, mm-hmm. all traditional Filipino costume.
It's like paper, kind of.
I think, well, somebody,
like leaves?
No, they're feathers, she said. Oh. And when they appeared on the runway, someone said like, oh, hey, or something. So I guess they look like hay in person. Yeah. It's a dry look. It's not a wet, dry look.
Don't get a match. Don't strike a match near this.
Don't do it. And this look has
migrated. Should go like a tinderbox.
The look migrates back up to the top of the stage, and you're kind of, Angina's kind of lost in it with the neck piece and the parasol. You just see like this little head, but it's beautiful.
Right. I mean, a couple tailoring choices, like to elongate the neck, could have been, you know,
like if all that just... neck was up behind her as like an evil witch collar type of thing, but like feathers like radiating out. Like, I just wanted her bust line open, like the blessings area where you do the blessings.
But that being said, it's based on a traditional costume. So maybe she was like being respectful to the culture that she's drawing it from. Because if she had her fucking titties out, we, of course, like as drag queens, we're like, yes, we want that. But maybe that would be disrespectful. I don't know.
I don't think
I don't have the answers. We're just here to raise more questions with this podcast. We are not here to provide it.
Question, question, compliment each other. Question, question. Criticize the show. By the way, I love your drag. Your drag, I can't believe you're wearing the same thing that Mariah is wearing on the runway, except in your inimitable blue Red Urochu color palette. Now, did you use the same designer that Mariah did? Because Mariah's gown is gorgeous.
It's the same dress. I dyed it in the bathtub.
With indigo leaves?
To match my blue skin.
It's organic dye, right? Use the organic writ?
I did. Good. Yeah. Yeah, definitely. Mariah, salute this, please.
Salute right now.
She looks so flawless. So spectacular.
We love face, a little body, off the shoulder.
Garment.
Pave bustier.
Really, really lovely. Stepping it up. This is what you want to see on All Stars. Really, I was really blown away by the runway because... kind of All Stars is kind of all about the runway.
Because honestly,
everyone has something to prove. They've got more connections, resources. Mm-hmm. It's really about the runway.
Yeah, I mean, I need to go find a ventilator because Mariah just took my breath away, and there's a shortage because of COVID. So we're gonna take a break.
Take my breath away. Da,
da, da, da, da. Watching in slow motion.
You take my breath. You take my breath.
That's the Jessica version, just for you, Will.
Oh, I remember that one. She was take my breath away. That part.
Jessica Simpson will scream the house back boots.
as long as the chili cook off. All of her songs are like in G above the staff.
The key of nope. Songs in the key of nope.
Exactly. All of them. Now, some of the girls that won't be singing such sweet songs this week are the
sweet
bottom
refrains.
Girls. Sweet refrains.
Candy sweet refrain.
Candy sweet refrain. Oh my God, I just watched that last night.
Oh my gosh. Oh my girl, God. I was bawling when I watched that episode.
When Candy pulled out the hammer, like Princess Deandre used to have that hammer back in the day. They're taking all of the stories of the downtown and just putting them in the pose. And God bless Our Lady J for doing that. This safe group is Alexis. Alexis.
Aleka.
Aleka.
Alexis, Cracker, and Mayhem are the safe divas, and they're
the safe dolls.
They go back up to the stage. Do they untuck?
Yeah, they go to the lounge and have a non-alcoholic clear beverage. Okay. So
the top girls.
I mean, basically the critiques are kind of what we said. I mean, Jujubee was really praised for her performance. Blair, they didn't like the fucking color choice of her runway.
Yeah, but who cares? I would like to say something about Juju though. I wasn't personally like, I thought her Full House joke was funny, but that little stanza that she had one really good joke in it. The rest for me was like, but you know what I looked at was her in the wide shots. She's always like giving some shoulder, a little extra, giving the cheesecake away. Like,
yes.
Jujubee is a star, and
yeah,
even when she's not the one talking, she had my eye, and that was part of the problem with India, was that like I was looking at Juju during India, like on that cross, like Juju's yeah. like giving it all. She's given all the business. She's in the yellow pages, not the white pages. And it's wonderful.
Like, don't fuck with Jujubee on a fucking group challenge, because that smile and that like fucking just her movements are so articulate and hilarious.
Yeah.
Even when she's, like you said, even when it's not her line, she's still chewing the whole ass scenery.
She's a drag queen.
Don't fuck with Juju on the fucking group challenge.
I mean, also, don't fuck with Shay. Rue says it first off. She's like, yeah. She starts joking with her. She says, I can't stop looking at your nipples.
Ding, ding, ding.
It's like, you know, when Rue starts with a joke, that means it's all going to go good. Like, there are no notes for Miss Shay.
No, not at all. Really lovely. Great verse. Funny, fierce. Looked sickening in the challenge and the runway. Definitely a good week for House of Kool-Aid.
And I hate to make an assumption, but I feel like she did that choreography too for the whole group.
Right.
And I don't want to be rude about this, but Mariah and Shay kind of carried Angina in the air. Yeah, see what I did? Never mind. But speaking of Angina, she's told that the dress is swallowing her up, which we kind of agree with, and that her performance was lost with the other girls. And I mean, her performance was lost before it came out of her mouth. Like, you couldn't hear. It's
yeah, but to Leland's credit, they did a great job retouching the vocal, and it actually kind of sounded fine in the final track.
It sounded okay. It definitely sounded like a sick girl doing her best, though.
So you've heard my work? Just kidding.
Damn.
Sick girl.
You're familiar with my discography. Oh,
sick girl, the sixth album from Alaska.
Sick thing, no, and a real fierce too. Okay, Chicago in the house, girl, what you gonna do? Mariah, they weren't a fan of her performance. It was one of those performances where it was sort of like, okay, I'm doing the split, then I'm doing the hair flip, and then okay, I'm done. She kind of was like leaving the center before it was even done.
I'm going to attribute some of that to the connection that the camera plays to a performer's eyes. If you're seeing all hair and you're not focusing in on the person's eyes, it's hard to like, you know, get that the edit for Mariah wasn't made to make her look amazing, and she was in the bottom, and that's the edit that they gave her. Shay, no surprise, wins the challenge.
She does. She also wins a 6-night all-inclusive trip for two to Puerto Vallarta, the Almar LGBTQIA+ resort.
Lovely.
They also featured her look on Vogue.com this week.
Not too shabby. Gorge. Not too fucking shabby.
Who wouldn't? I mean, that should go in the Drag Hall of Fame, that outfit.
Yeah.
I mean, it looks like at least two or three gross of stones.
Like, so many.
So the safe girls are Blair and Juju. Mm-hmm.
And the bottom three divas are India, Mariah, and Angina.
This workroom is heartbreaking for a couple reasons. We don't know how the girls are going to judge. Is it by teams? Because half of Shay's team, who's the top all-star of the week voting, is in the bottom two. And then Angina goes and throws the curveball of admitting that she doesn't think she should be there based on her performance.
Well, that wasn't exactly what she was saying.
Really? It felt like her saying that she had the passion, but she knows that she should have been sent home that day based on her performance. That wasn't it?
And she said these other two girls in no way deserve to go home. But she said, I still want to be here. But
sure. So she wasn't saying send me home, but she also definitely wasn't saying keep me.
Yeah, she was. You have to be really careful on All Stars when it's a voting thing, because voting is extremely difficult. It's a really hard decision. So if you even subtly give people kind of permission to vote your name, it's almost like signing your fucking walking papers.
Yeah.
And she did that. She said, absolutely, these two girls did better than me tonight. And there's no reality where I should stay and they should go home, which is basically saying, you know, okay, right, pick my name out of the lipstick box.
I'm wondering how the day and challenge would have went differently if Angina maybe didn't have like that like gut punch of you know, doubt from Cracker that morning. And of course, Cracker brings it up now to apologizing to get her, you know, to make sure that she gets that storyline out before Angina comes home or comes back to wreak havoc on voting again. Who knows? But like Cracker, I feel like you needed to apologize, but it wasn't the time to talk about Angina doing poorly that morning. And now's not the time to apologize either. Like, girl, we all have bigger things on our mind. Your guilt does not parlay into this situation at all. Sit down, shut up.
Mm-hmm.
Or even if you are sitting down, I mean, try the carpet. It's comfortable.
The other dolls have some deliberations. India is ready to fight to stay. All the girls are deliberating. I mean, they're going back and forth, and Alexis just says, gosh, I need to have sex,
which is one of those things. I agree with her.
She just needed the stress release.
Now this lip sync,
who could it be? Who's the secret celebrity lip sync assassinator?
And it is a celebrity. It is
Assassinatrix.
Back again to assassinations. I don't know. Mother Goose must have dropped a tab because that did not rhyme. But it was enjoyable. And Alyssa is here in all of her glory. I think she's wearing a Zygmunt corset and outfit. She got a jacket. And at some point in this runway, I don't know when, there's money all over the stage. Did she throw out pink money like she was Nicki Minaj?
It was creeping out of Shay's breasts.
Oh.
Is what I've heard on the street. I've heard that's what was happening. I have to rewatch it. It's almost like...
Could you not see it live from your seat in the control room?
It's almost like I... Well, it's my job to watch the show, but I did watch it, but I didn't catch the dollars falling out.
Well, it's hard to say just how some things never change, but I do know.
Such an excellent lip sync, I've got to say. Shay Coulee is a goddess, a beast.
A champion.
Alyssa's trying to keep up. She's pulling out her regular stunts of I'm gonna stand up on the back wall and give you a throwback moment. She's
gonna throw in a kick. She does a kick.
Shay does the sort of there's no business like show business kind of fancy footwork across the stage.
It's a quick little grapevine.
Just really, and also just a really great lip sync song.
Now, I can tell you some facts about this lip sync. This lip sync is 1 minute and 28 seconds. And in those 1 minute and 28 seconds, Alyssa has 7 close-ups. 7. And those close-ups last 1 to 2 seconds at the max. Mm-hmm. I would like everyone to watch it and see how many Shay close-ups there are, because I didn't get to that part. But there are more. There are many more. That's the point. And the wide is also very Shay focused. I texted Shay after this and said, Shay, that was the best lip sync I've ever seen. Mm-hmm. And I was there for Dita's This Will Be too. So like, I know lip syncs.
Yeah.
I don't lip sync, but I know them. And she said, really? Because I was worried they didn't even show my like best parts. And I was like, girl, don't you worry about a thing, Miss Stevie Wonder.
Really phenomenal.
Yeah. There's one part of the thing where Alyssa's closest to the judges table and you see India straining her neck from her seat to look around Alyssa at what Shay is doing.
Yeah.
Shay burn it down. She used the whole stage. I have nothing but good things to say.
Definitely an amazing lip sync we will always remember. We unfortunately have to say goodbye to Angina after Shay wins the lip sync and $20,000. Angina has to say goodbye, and she gives us a throwback to season one. She says, life is a celebration.
Yeah, it was nice to see her going with a smile. What else?
And it isn't, you know, the end of the road for Angina by any means. I mean, she's been going strong since season one.
Why would she do a Boyz II Men song?
We haven't seen the last of her.
We hope that you are enjoying this journey down All Star Season 5 as much as we are. The world is also going on a journey right now. And if you would like to be on the tip with some real shit, follow Black Lives Matter on Instagram. And you can see some of the causes that we're supporting also, including for the Spelling Bee. So check out that. But there's been some terrible, terrible things happening in California, in Florida, all over. But in Florida and California, there's been some more murders, basically. There were lynchings in California. A South African woman was missing in Florida, and they just found out she was dead. They're calling them suicides, but I don't know how someone can hang themselves from a tree across from a 7-Eleven, a church, a fire station with like a phone cord. Like, I don't agree that these are suicides, and they're just, they feel like more attacks on Black people. But yeah, we need all of your ears and mouths and fingers behind this cause. So if you're listening and you haven't done anything yet, please do something, because we're not going to stop talking about it. We just are not. That's not us.
Yeah, and it's important that we touch base on this, even though this is a podcast about RuPaul's Drag Race, but we don't exist in a vacuum. I mean, this is serious shit.
Yeah, right? Right now, there's something that you can do to help let the world know what you think. There's a petition circulating about making the Ku Klux Klan a terrorist group because it, crazily enough, is not classified as one right now, yet the Black Panthers were. So strange. The petition will be linked on our Instagram, which is Race Chaser Pod. So go look at it and please sign it. And if you don't agree with us, don't listen to the podcast. We don't need your ears on it.
Yes, it's important to stay informed, follow the lead of the Black people who started this movement years ago and who are leading the movement today and who have the most experience. And we thank you for doing your part. You can also check out racechasertickets.com and get your tickets to our live stream event on June 29th.
Which is also a day before my birthday, so just consider it a birthday present, please, and thank you.
Yes,
you're doing something to support. And get ready for the title. It's a long one. Are you ready to spell it? It's Race Chaser Presents Spelling is Fundamental.
A secret drag queen, celebrity spelling bee challenge competition contest.
Sorry,
Alaska and Willow.
RaceChaserTickets.com.
It's going to be really fun, and we're going to raise a whole bunch of fucking money for a really good cause. So we thank you very much in advance. And thank you for joining us on Race Chaser this week. We promise to continue to provide you with award-winning content every single week.
I am Willem.
And I'm Alaska.
And you can rate our podcast and comment about how fantastic it is. And subscribe to make sure you know when each new episode comes out.
Follow the dolls at Willem at the Only Alaska 5000 and our Race Chaser podcast is at Race Chaser Pod. And use hashtag Race Chaser when you post. Send us a DM or an email at racechaserpodcast@gmail.com.
/drag. Plus, our bonus content is available at patreon.com/Willem. And this week, we're releasing a 30-minute special where we do a roadmap to beauty and success, which we filmed
Looks
over
like Zoom. You took a detour. No, I'm just kidding.
Hey,
just kidding. I'm deleting.
I saw your face after, and it looks like someone wrote it.
Wrote it hard and put away wet.
That face should be read, "You wrote you." So catch up on all of our content. We're trying to entertain you guys, and we're entertaining ourselves in the process. So we hope that joy comes across. And use the hashtag Race Chaser when you look for that joyous, joyous content. Bye.
Thank you.
That's one of the words for the spelling bee. Watch out.
Dude.
Race Chaser. Race Chaser is not endorsed by World of Wonder, Viacom, or any of their subsidiaries. It is intended for entertainment and informational purposes only. RuPaul's Drag Race and all names, pictures, and audio clips are registered trademarks and or copyrights of their respective trademark and copyright holders.
Forever.
Race Chaser with Alaska and Willem is a Forever Dog podcast.
Produced by Big Dipper.
Executive produced by Brett Boehm, Joe Cilio, and Alex Ramsey.
Mixed and mastered by Will Pitts.
Our theme song is Race Chaser by Alaska Thunderfuck.
The new Starz series, Mary and George, starring Julianne Moore and Nicholas Galitzine, tells a story almost too outrageous to be true, but shockingly, it is. With next to nothing to her name and looking to elevate her social standing, Mary Villiers sets her handsome and charming son George on the path to seduce King James I and become his all-powerful lover. The show is full of wit, scandal, action. You won't be able to look away. Watch the season premiere of Mary and George now, only on Starz and the Starz app.